Hey, I'm just looking at these laws in Exodus 23. These are the laws that are included in the Book of the Covenant. 23:1 reads, let me just read them all and then we'll talk about them. You shall not bear a false report. Do not join your hand with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. You shall not follow the masses in doing evil, nor shall you testify in a dispute so as to turn aside after a multitude in order to pervert justice. Nor shall you be partial to a poor man in his dispute. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey wandering away, you shall surely return it to him. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying helpless under its load, you shall refrain from leaving it to him. You shall surely release it with him. You shall not pervert the justice due to your needy brother in his dispute. Keep far from a false charge and do not kill the innocent or the righteous, for I will not acquit the guilty. You shall not take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the clear-sighted and subverts the cause of the just. You shall not oppress a stranger, since you yourselves know the feelings of a stranger, for you also were strangers in the land of Egypt. These are laws that are, I guess there are things that take place externally, but they also speak to the motivation of a person, what might motivate you to do something wrong is prohibited. Anyhow, let's kind of go through them a little bit. Hopefully we'll have enough time. Shall not bear a false report. This is about gossip. This is about telling a story that you know nothing about, but you simply are parroting. You know, like the bird, the thing that you were told without looking into it. This goes on all the time. People bear false reports all the time. God does not like it, and he will not, it says, acquit the guilty. You need to make sure of what you're talking about. Can see right now we're not going to get through all these. Then, you know, don't be a talebearer. Don't be someone who speaks about things that you know nothing about. Admit it. Quite often, the reason we do bear a false report is to somehow reflect upon ourselves as knowing something more than somebody else does, or being in the know, or being a part of the group that knows, or something like that. You get the idea. Do not bear false reports. It's, you know, perpetrating a lie is what it is. You could easily be harming someone's reputation. You could easily be spreading a little bit of fire that continues to grow and becomes more like fire all the time. I don't mean more like fire, but more intense fire. And this is where propaganda comes in as well. Propaganda is the most ungodly, awful invention of man that has ever been found or seen or exists on the face of the earth. Propaganda is a lie told over and over and over and over again enough times that it becomes the truth, as the old saying goes. And it never becomes the truth. So that statement's also a lie. A lie never becomes the truth. A lie is a lie is a lie is a lie. And it ought not to be broadcast or perpetrated or borne by a person, especially one who is a child of God. These are the people of God that God is telling not to bear a false report. Now, you can do this unwittingly, but it doesn't matter. The harm is done, regardless of who does it. And if it comes from you, who are a child of God, children of God, this makes it even worse. Because God is about honesty. God is about people being honest. He is honest with us. He tells us the truth, even when it's uncomfortable for us. God is interested in the truth. Don't bear a false report. You're tempted to do this all the time. It just seems like the right thing to do, and it's not. It is never the right thing to do. And then it goes on, and I think in a little bit of parallelism here, do not join your hand with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. This is a problem in the court system today. It is a problem in our government. It is a problem on the streets of America. Do not join your hand with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. Somebody is not just bearing a false report, but this is an attempt to hurt someone. I've actually experienced this from brothers and sisters in Christ. People trying to get their way, trying to get whatever it is they want accomplished, become malicious witnesses. I can tell you stories that I think would curl your hair, but that's not really necessary to do so. There are lots of times when I think about this and trying to illustrate messages. It is so easy to change a few details or state something in a different way, and it can mean something different than you intend it to mean. I mean, we really have to be careful about how we put things and understand that this is a harmful thing as well as a false report. Never should you join in with a wicked man. If you're the righteous, what does the righteous have to do with the wicked? There should never be an unholy union between you, who are God's child, and a wicked man. And especially not to enter into a scenario where you become a malicious witness. Malicious is one of those words that means to have the intention of hurting, have the intention of doing something in order to accomplish some evil end. In this witness word is the idea of testifying. I mean, bribery could be a part of this. There could be pressure on you from the from the wicked man to do such a thing. I honestly think that we have problems in our government where certain wicked people have evidence of evil behavior, wicked behavior, wrong behavior, immoral, unethical, whatever kind of behavior that they hold over the heads of politicians. Otherwise, some of the things that you see happening don't make any sense. And this is something that they intend to do. They intend to hold something over someone in order to get them to chime in with them, you know, pass the bill, say something that is untrue. And it may not be that you, who are the malicious witness, intend to be malicious, but that's the goal of the wicked man. Why would you join in with the wicked man? This is why it's so important for people to be circumspect in their behavior. It's important for people to be out front with their behavior. If you were clandestine and mysterious and doing things behind closed doors that you should not be doing, somebody's going to catch you. And whoever it is that catches you has got you. And they have you in their back pocket, so to speak. They have you under control. Until that thing that you are being pressured with becomes openly, clearly out in the open. I think that's the sort of stuff that was going on with this Jeffrey Epstein. And it's a thing that goes on in the halls of Congress. There are all kinds of evil people looking for ways to break the backs of others. Don't join your hand. So see, this is more than just saying something. This is joining your hand. This is a doing as well as a saying kind of a thing. Don't hold hands with a wicked man in any way, shape, or form. There's more about this, and it all speaks about people being motivated in wrong ways. And I think what we'll do is quit where we are, and we'll go on to verse 2 next week. This is a really important and, I believe, very appropriate section that we can spend some time in. We'll take this up again next week, but until that time and until we see each other again, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace or shalom.